Hello, and thank you for listening to our online Victory Sermon Archive. In this segment, Pastor Nathan will be bringing a series of messages from the book of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 4, let's just begin reading it. Probably we'll read the whole thing, I don't know yet. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. She again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from the face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any find him should kill him. Father, please help me this evening. Give me wisdom, clarity of thought and speech. I pray that your word will be spoken truly, and lives will be helped, hearts would be helped, and that your spirit will guide. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to deal with pride in Genesis chapter 4 because we're going to be dealing with Cain. Cain was someone that I believe we all know. You know of Cain and Abel, you know what happened, you know the story, but it starts with pride. You have here Cain thinking that his works were good enough. Cain made this altar call, this part of history where God required a lamb to be slain, which represented the lamb that would one day take away the sins of the world. And Cain felt like he could do it on his own. See, God has rules, God has regulations, and God has stipulations. And Cain thought that he and his works were good enough. He wanted to give the Lord his best. And I appreciate anyone that wants to give the Lord their best. However, your best does not merit favor with God. God loves you right now as much as he'll ever love you. And that's a sobering thought. You can't sin enough where he won't love you the way he loves you, and you can't get as close to him that he'll love you more. Because God is love. God loves you. And so Cain wanted to give of his best, and the problem wasn't giving of his best. The problem was that Cain had pride. I think we should give our best, but the problem is that this sacrifice wasn't done for love, but for God, but it was done for Cain. The sacrifice didn't save. Of course, this sacrifice doesn't save. Sacrifice didn't save. Cain didn't go to heaven and Abel didn't go to heaven because they were sacrificing a lamb to God. They got saved the same way that you and I get saved. They had to put their faith and trust in the Messiah that would come. I guess you could say that the sacrifice would be almost like baptism. They are identifying what they believe. But sacrifice never saved. There are some famous preachers on television that believe this. There are some people that believe the Old Testament is different than the New Testament. But they're wrong. The Old Testament points us to Christ. The New Testament points us to Christ. Same coin, different sides. Those that were in the Old Testament believed in a Messiah that would come. Those that are in the New Testament believe in a Messiah that has already come. I believe in a Messiah that came 2,000 years ago. Abraham had to believe in a Messiah that would one day come. I get the privilege of knowing His name. His name was Jesus. Abraham didn't get the privilege of knowing that name. Isaiah knew Him as Emmanuel. All right? So Cain was not going to merit favor with God. Abel wasn't going to merit favor with God, but this does show Cain's heart and Cain's pride. Cain's pride brought forth a self-appreciation and a confidence that his sacrifice was good enough, but it wasn't. And maybe you're here today and maybe you think you're good enough to get to heaven. Well, I want you to know you're not. You're not good enough to get to heaven. If some mystical, magical way you could keep tally of every sin that you committed and every good work that you committed, and if your sin tally equaled one, you're condemned to hell. And your good tally could equal 10 billion. God tells us that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. There is nothing that you and I can do to merit favor for eternal life. The only thing that we have to do is put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Cain blew it. And the sad thing is, Cain was given a second opportunity. Cain, why are you angry? Don't you know that if you go and bring me one of the sheep, your sacrifice will be accepted? But if not, sin lieth at the door. Then it goes into this statement about, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. That just goes on. That is telling us that because Cain was the older one, Abel was always going to be under him. Cain was always going to be the leader of Abel. Abel was always going to be under Cain in the patriarchal scheme of things. But sin lied at the door. The first thing that I want us to see is I want to see that pride brought about bitterness. Bitterness. Cain was given a second chance. Hey, take this altar. And Cain said, I'm a gardener. I'm not a gardener. Cain said, I'm a gardener, and I can do a really good job in growing tomatoes, and I can do a really good job in growing fruit, and I can do a really good job in growing vegetables. Abel just happened to be a shepherd. And so Abel was tending the sheep. Cain was tending the garden. And when sacrifice came, Cain decided that he was going to find his best tomato, his best watermelon, his best fruit, whatever Cain brought to God. And he was going to give of his best, because every time he looked at Abel, they were always bringing Abel's best. But what Cain failed to realize, it wasn't Abel's best, it was God's best. And we need to be doing seeking God. Cain was doing all of this, and he looked over there in bitterness. He thought that he was doing the right thing. And I tell you what, there are a lot of people that are going to die and go to hell thinking that they have done the right thing. Now, that always causes me to ponder and wonder. And I always try to make sure of your salvation. Because I don't want ever to think that I can get to heaven because I'm a preacher or because I grew up in a church like this or because I've read the Bible. No, I can only go to heaven the same way anybody else can go to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of people out there that put their faith and trust in a religion, put their faith and trust in an organization. They have done their best all of their life. And the saddest account is they sacrificed their life for a God that doesn't save. They've given up all the pleasures. Hey, you know what? You get one of those people out there that don't believe in a God and they live their life and they live in all this righteous living and they live it up and they live it up and they live it up and they die and go to hell. And then you have someone over here that's sacrificed all the pleasures of this world for their God. And they die and go to hell too. Both of them have an eternity in darkness. Friend, I want you to know that Abel can't get to God, or Cain can't get to God Cain's way. Abel can't get to God Abel's way. Cain and Abel had to get to God God's way. Same thing for all of us. But he was given a second chance. But this brought about bitterness. He took his offering thinking that he was doing a good thing. And God rejected it. You know what that does when you get rejected, right? You know how it feels to be rejected. You know, you're standing in line. You got $7,000 worth of groceries on the grocery belt. They ring it up. Your grocery cart's full. You pull out your credit card. Now you're turning all shades of red. It's getting hot in here, isn't it? Oh, it must be the chip. You put the chip in. Not enough in your account. And then the excuses started. Well, I know there was enough in this account last night. I don't know what happened. There must be. It's the bank's fault. Have you been there? I have. That's embarrassing. Nobody likes to be rejected, not even with a credit card. Cain was hurt. Brought about bitterness. And his bitterness brought about pride. His pride tells him that he's better than all of that. That God hates him because God is unreasonable. And bitterness crept in. And sometimes bitterness creeps into both saved and lost alike. But I want you to know that bitterness is like a cancer for your soul. It destroys relationships. It hinders fellowship. It creates health issues and tons of regret someday. So my suggestion to us this evening is if you've let bitterness creep into your life, you need to get rid of it. But that bitterness brought about anger. As in so many cases, bitterness does bring about anger. And look at who Cain took his anger out on. He took it out on Abel. Poor, I've always felt bad for Abel. Poor, innocent Abel. All he was doing was what he was supposed to be doing. He never even, I don't even think he ever saw it coming. He takes his sacrifice. Cain takes his sacrifice. I don't know that Abel said anything. Abel's sacrifice was accepted. Hey, I'll see you, Cain. All right, Abel. Cain's was rejected. Bitterness sets in. They're out in the fields one day. Abel's sitting there talking to Cain. Next thing you know, the Bible says Cain rose up and slew Abel. I've always felt bad for Abel. Because Abel was the instrument that Cain used to get back at God. I can't hit you, God, but I can hit him. How many times has bitterness and anger caused you and me to take it out on the wrong person? Happens all the time in church, doesn't it? Preacher gets up there, preaches a great message, steps, and God steps all over your toes. And all the way home, you have preacher's soup. And I tell you what, that stupid preacher, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Blah, 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 telling me I should be in church and telling me I shouldn't be. Blah. I mean, and all the preacher was an instrument that God used. Friend, I want you to know that bitterness and anger will cause you to take it out on the wrong person. Spouses have been instruments like that. Yeah, I know. You have a rough day at work and you come home and you take it out on your wife or your husband. You take it out on your kids. Your financial situation, you want to blame everybody else. Bitterness seeps in, anger seeps in. This is happening to Cain. You can see what's going on. Brought about bitterness, brought about anger, brought about sin. Cain ends up murdering Abel. You know, this led to the first murder in the Bible. You ever thought about the heartache that Adam and Eve must have felt? Cain killed Abel. The bitterness, the pride that Cain had, it all started with pride. The pride that Cain had turned into bitterness. The pride that Cain had turned into anger. The pride that Cain had turned into an unmentionable sin, although we can mention it, it's murder. It's a very bad, heinous sin. But Cain still refused to repent. God comes to Cain. Hey, Cain, where's Abel? Now, question, does God know where Abel's at? Right, we already know that the ground cried out his blood. God knew where Abel's at. Cain, where's Abel? His bitterness and his anger turned into a very awful sin, which turned into a very smart-aleck answer. Now here is God's creation talking to God now, one-on-one. Hey, Cain, where's Abel? Am I my brother's keeper? What are you asking me for? It's none of my business. It seems like when we let pride in our life, it always turns into bitterness. Bitterness will always turn into anger. Anger will cause you to sin. And it'll cause you to respond to God wrongly. He's responding to God in a very smart-aleck, disrespectful way. I can't even imagine answering God that way when God actually uses his voice to talk to me. But he did. He had stooped so low. See, Cain thought he had gotten away with it. After all, no one else around to see what was happening. But God was. God was watching. And friends, tonight I want you to know that God is watching us. Character is who you are when no one else is watching. I don't know exactly the whole time frame, and there's a lot of things here that we could ask questions about. Cain says, the whole world will hate me. Who's the whole world? And there's a lot of theological debate about that. I'm not going to get into that. It could be that they were later in life and there was a lot of children already born, a lot of other, I don't know. Some people believe that there were fallen angels that were giants. I don't know. I wasn't there. It could be a futuristic speech where he's talking about what's going to happen because they lived 900 years. What's going to happen to me when this whole world is populated? But I want you to know that God does watch us. Whether there was only three people on the earth at that particular time, or whether there's 3 billion people on the earth at that particular time, God watches every individual. He watches you and He watches me. And when you and I think that God doesn't care, I want you to know He does. How many times have we said this in our life? Well, I mean, it's not like I murdered anybody. The little white lie. I just told a little white lie. Every time I watch Andy Griffith, I come away thinking, Andy Griffith is the biggest liar I've ever met. Now, I like Andy Griffith. Don't get me mad. Don't be talking bad about me because of Andy Griffith. I like Andy Griffith. But, you know, he's always telling these little white lies so that it doesn't hurt people's feelings. But the Bible says, thou shalt not bear false witness. You shouldn't lie. And we think that little sins are okay with God. He kind of doesn't watch them. But big ones, now murder, He'll watch. And I want you to know that that's not how God looks at sin. Learned this lesson a long time ago. Pastor Elder, taught this lesson to me in fifth grade. He was at his church where he attended, and this lady came up to me and says, you like my hat? And he didn't like the hat. And he said, well, he was trying to be diplomatic. Well, that's a nice hat. Well, he didn't say that. He said, well, that's a unique hat. I've never seen a hat quite like that. And she kept pressing him. I didn't ask you if you thought it was unique. I said, do you like my hat? Well, I've never seen you wear that hat before. He was trying to skirt around the answer, trying not to hurt her feelings. Finally, she just pinned him. He said, ma'am, that's the ugliest hat I've ever seen in my life. You know what he taught a fifth grader? It's never okay to lie. Not even if it's going to hurt Barney's feelings. It's never okay to lie. It's never okay to sin. God cares. Little sins, if there's such a thing, always fester into bigger sins, if there's such a thing. Cain, his little pride turned into an unusual punishment. His unusual pride turned into bitterness, that turned into anger, that turned into murder, that turned into his response to God being non-repentant. And then God brought forth punishment. Look at verse number 13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Sin will always cost you more than we'll want to pay. Our sins will always cost us more than we're willing to pay. The devil makes everything look good, but the old saying is, all the devil's apples have worms. They might look good on the outside. You know what's worse than biting into an apple with a worm? It's biting into an apple with only half a worm now. All the devil's apples have worms. Cain was in trouble. Not only was there a curse on the land because of Adam and Eve, remember, by the sweat of thy brow, Cain, who was the best gardener probably at the time, God says, your curse is multiplied. You'll never be able to produce fruit or vegetables from the ground again. You will be a vagabond. You will have to plummet and steal, and you will have to live off of others. You'll never be able to live off the land. The thing that you love and enjoy, it's gone. They'll kill me. I'm going to put a mark on your body that everybody will know who you are. And I'm not going to let you get out of it easy. No one's allowed to touch you or kill you. You have to live the rest of your life that way. I don't know what the mark is. The Bible doesn't necessarily tell us. But everybody that saw Cain knew that he was the first person to ever kill a person. And that was Abel, his brother. It all started with pride. I'm afraid that we overlook this wicked, awful sin called pride. We call it a lot of different things, but we won't call it what it is, and it's pride. But Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. A lot of people say pride goeth before a fall. The Bible doesn't say pride goeth before a fall. The Bible says pride goeth before destruction. Listen, if I were up here and I fell, I could get back up. But if I got up here and suddenly exploded, that's the end of me. I have been destroyed. Pride destroys. Haughtiness will bring you down, but pride will destroy you. It comes before destruction. Any and everyone that has ever been destroyed, whether on a football field or whether in a war, pride came before. Every great citizen of yesteryear, every great country of yesteryear, there was pride that let them be destroyed. And friend, I want you to know that pride is something that you and I need to remove from our life, and I wanted to point that out in Genesis chapter 4. If you're here this evening and you're not saved, pride tells you that you can get to heaven some other way than what God says. That's what happened to Abel. I can get to God some other way than what God required. Pride turned into an eternal punishment for Cain. I believe Cain died and went to hell. As a matter of fact, Adam and Eve was given another son that would be the patriarch of the earth, and that was Seth. And through Seth, the lineage of Jesus Christ would come. Abel was dead, and Cain was cursed. Don't let pride curse you to the lake of fire for all eternity. Don't let pride destroy your eternal existence. If you're here this evening, and if you can answer this question honestly, don't answer out loud, but if you're sitting there and you can answer this question honestly, if I die today, I know I would go to heaven. If you can say that, then great. You know you would go to, 100% sure you'd go to heaven. Terrific. What are you basing that on? If you're basing it on the Word of God, then you're right. If you're basing it on your own ideology or philosophy or man-made religion, you're wrong. And pride has taken a lot of people to hell because they didn't want to admit that they were wrong. The Bible tells us that if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone, He will save you from your sins. But if you're sitting there and you say, you know, if I die tonight, I'm not 100% sure that I would go to heaven. You can. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. So you can know. Now, if you're saved, sometimes we let pride get in our life too. And pride starts out small and festers into something large that splits families, that splits churches, that splits community and country. So search your heart. You bitter towards somebody, you angry at something, you got a little pride in your life thinking that you're all that. You got a little bitterness in your heart, you got a little anger in your heart. You're taking it on the wrong people. I don't understand why I can't always have a, why can't I ever be happy? Let's back it up. There's probably something in your life called pride that you let fester into a giant. But thanks be to God, He can destroy giants. And so I would say that you need to handle it differently than Cain did. and humble yourself before God. Confess your sins and He'll forgive you. Whatever it is this evening, friend, I want you to know that God has the answer. It's in His holy word. Maybe you're here this evening and you're not saved, you're not sure, then get it settled tonight. If you are saved, maybe God is dealing something in your heart. You know there's something in your life that's not right. You've letting something in that's kind of like a cancer that's eating your soul, and you just take it to God. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. God help you.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the study from God's Word. Please feel free to like us on Facebook and join us anytime for our live stream. We hope you have a blessed day.